It's time for our quarterly update from Outdoor Junction. Joining us is owner Steve Carter with the latest outdoor gear, seasonal trends, and tips to help make the most of your next adventure. Always a pleasure to have you on the show, Steve.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Now, you know, Steve, you know, we got Christmas time coming up, you know, hunting season, you know, hunting season's going on. You know, Outdoor Junction is the hub for all this stuff, hunting, fishing, you know, shooting, anything for the outdoor enthusiast you can find there at Outdoor Junction.
Yep, that is true. We carry the basic stuff that any outdoorsman would need.
And, you know, with hunting, you know, Christmas time coming up, you know, got some nice pretty blinds in there, some nice blinds in there, you know, for the hunter, your stands and a little bit of all of it.
We do. We've had the Banks blinds, which kind of the Cadillac of the outdoor blind should set in, and then we've got the regular like Millennium tree stands, Hawk, all the different ones, ladder stands, as well as like Summit climbing stands, just what everybody wants to do.
Yeah. Now, you know, rifle season's coming up, so you know if you hadn't got your rifle out and looked at it and get it a good going over and everything, you know, you might need some last minute, you know, the scope off or something like that. Y'all sight in, y'all help bore sight and things like that?
We do. We also put the scope on, bore sight, all of that right there in the store while you wait.
And if you buy a gun from you, I mean, you don't just, you'll work on guns that you don't even sell, right?
If someone has
a problem, they bring it in. But if you buy, that's what makes this Steve's store shop so amazing. But, I mean, it's the service. You know, you can go there and buy a gun, but also it's the service after that to me that drives it home. You've got somebody there that you've got a resource you can constantly come back to.
Regardless of where you buy it, we're still there to help you.
And they do an amazing job there with that. So, you know, coming off, also it's cool weather. You know, you've got the indoor range.
It is. Heated, cooled, you know, depending on what time of year you're in there. But when it's nasty outside, that's when we're the busiest.
Oh, yeah, because it's something you can come along and do. There's nothing worse than a day on the range when it's pouring the rain. Because I've had
awful
to qualify out there, you know, and I'm getting shaky enough, you know, as my old age, a little older age. And then especially you throw in some wind and stuff, you start getting cold. It can
does.
Throw that qualifying.
The muscle starts tensing up.
It sure does. But now, you know, with anything new as far as hunting coming out this or already out this season that people need to be aware of or looking for, some big ticket things you think of? Or
the one thing that's new this year is CVA has brought out a smokeless muzzleloader. For this fall, there's going to be very few of them. But what happened was the Paramount will only shoot Blackhorn 209 powder. As a result of the Ukrainian war and the different wars, that powder for about 3 years has been extremely hard to get. So those Paramount guns was picked up, taken back over to Spain, reworked, and now that gun shoots smokeless powder as well as Blackhorn 209. So if you're going to a state like Colorado that requires the black powder substitute type powder, then you can use that 209 in it, the Blackhorn 209. But for most people who would live here in Tennessee or hunt most of the states, it'll be loaded with smokeless powder.
Oh, wow.
Kind of like the Savage muzzleloader used to be. That's next year, production is supposed to be for the 26 hunting season up till we can actually get a few more of these guns.
Well, that's incredible. I mean, I forget which company had one that you could swap out the barrels and the stuff that you could have a muzzleloader or you could have it be a rifle.
That was Thompson Center.
Okay. I remember some of those being big, you know, when they first come out because they could do it all in one.
Yes. And that company's supposed to be coming back.
Well, that's good. That's because, you know, Thompson Center at one time was top.
It was big, yeah.
Top of the line, you know, of that. Well, stay tuned for more with Steve Carter. We're talking all things hunting supplies and outdoor supplies with Steve Carter with Outdoor Junction today. you know, Steve, you know, we've dabbled into the, you know, kind of what the basis of the store, kind of, you know, we talked a little bit about muzzleloader. You know, you got things for if someone's into reloading, I mean, all that type of gear and equipment.
I think I'm safe in saying that Outdoor Junction is the largest reloading place with powders and bullets in the state of Tennessee.
And that, you know, that when you think about that, that's incredible. And right here in Cookeville, Tennessee, mm-hmm. you know.
We get people from all over coming in. And powder's still not loosened up to where we can get a good supply. There's still a lot of powders that it's just not, probably not been manufactured in 3 or 4 years mm-hmm. now. But it is getting better.
Now, too, you know, if you're looking for a gift item or something like that and you don't know exactly what to do, what to give, you guys do gift cards and certificates and stuff there. And
we do.
And you can do range passes. You can buy your loved one a range pass if you wanted to. Do y'all do that as well?
We do that. We do the enhanced carry class as a gift card. Anything they want, we can do.
Well, that's great. And then, you know, like we were talking about those blinds, you know, I mean, they've got some really neat blinds that look like, I mean, they're almost as big as my first apartment, you know, I had, you know, out there. And definitely probably a lot soundproof, I would imagine.
They are quiet. You know, I hunt in there with my grandkids, and they can move around. And we put some stuff over the windows so that the deer can't see in, so they can get up there and look out. And but it's pretty quiet.
Yeah, they
and
come
warm.
Come along, right? And that's a big thing in warm. That's what, you're, you know, out there, and it's never usually whenever I had the opportunity to go hunting, it never was the perfect weather. You mm-hmm. know, it was always on a bad day. I still went because I wanted to go, but you know, as I've gotten older, I pick and choose the days I go now.
Well, now you can go sit in one of those, and it don't matter what the weather is. You're warm, you're comfortable, and you can't even run a heater for any length of time in it. They're that warm.
Oh, wow. So they're
really warm, yeah.
That's amazing. So, you know, now also with not just the shooting supplies and the hunting supplies, I mean – there's some winter fishermen up here, you know, on the go, big minnow fishermen and stuff like that. Y'all got all kinds of
we do
fishing and gear, and
it's taking off really good now. The water's cooling down, and the bass is really turned on.
Yes.
Crappie's doing the same thing.
And we had a youth bass team come out to the park last weekend or a weekend before last, and had a little tournament amongst themselves, but they're mm-hmm. these high school bass fishing teams are, you know, they're wearing it out. They go all year when school's in. They're going out, and I mean that's a
and they travel a lot.
They do, and so they, you know, if you need something for your fishing team or something, be sure to, you know, come up and get outfitted out there at Outdoor Junction. Now, Steve, let's talk a little bit about your carry, the enhanced carry class uh-huh. you do.
Tennessee passed it so that anybody could carry a firearm in the state of Tennessee as long as you wasn't a felon or something like that. But the enhanced class allows you to carry it in any state that we have a reciprocating agreement with. I can't remember off the top of my head right now, but it's in a neighborhood of about 40 states, 39, somewhere in that neighborhood. So if you're going to be traveling, let's say you are going to Florida or you're going to wherever, with the enhanced class, you're allowed to take your firearm and travel. The only thing, and in Tennessee, we're not really different than any other state, but you just follow the state laws in that state. But if you know what the laws are in Tennessee, most of the other states are about the same way.
And this helps. One, it teaches you, you know, it lets you know what the other states accept our reciprocating
agreement
permit
in
the other states that don't.
It also teaches you when you can protect yourself and when you can't. And that's a big thing is what would happen if you were not allowed to use force and you did, you know.
Yeah, that's great because you have Bryant Dunaway come in and talk.
And he explains all of that. When you leave the class, there really shouldn't be any doubts in your mind. He goes over it well.
And it's what, 8 hour?
Yes, it's about an 8 hour class. We'll serve you breakfast, which will be Ralph's Donuts, and then we'll also serve pizza for lunch.
Oh, so how you get fed too? Get educated and fed too. There's nothing better than that. Well, keep listening for more with Outdoor Junction. And we're back with Steve Carter with Outdoor Junction. Now, Steve, we've talked a little bit, you know, Christmas time's coming up. You know, the shopper, you know, got that hunter outdoor enthusiast. You know, come by and see them. They do gift cards. They can do a gift card for the range. And, you know, got a wonderful staff there that can help you go through the picking out your gun. Oh, also, I forgot to mention, you can also rent. You got a few for the range. You got some that they can actually rent. Is that correct?
That is correct. We keep all the latest models down on the range. There'll be 50-plus guns that they can rent and shoot. So if you're thinking about trying out a gun, you're not familiar with it, you can come down and rent it, shoot it, and you don't. We'll just say you per round the ammunition, so you don't buy a box of ammo and, you know, shoot 10 shots out of it. And you can shoot as many of those guns as you want to.
And I know you had, I think last spring or back in the winter, you had some actual, like, I think you had SIG come out and did a demo.
Yeah.
You got anything like that coming up?
We are going to do one the week of Black Friday weekend with Savage, and they're going to have some good rebates, and we're going to have 10% off, and the rebates is going to run, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks maybe, but they'll run from $30 per gun up to $200 per gun, depending on what the gun is.
Well, that's great.
It's a pretty good rebate.
Yeah, and you get to meet, you know, some Savage representatives, I'm sure. There's, you
can, we typically will have one or two. SIG had their pro shooting team in there on the SIG day, so they were somebody that was interesting to talk to if he was coming in and wanting to try a gun out. There was a wealth of knowledge there.
Now, the range is just pistol ammo only, correct? Or
you said it correctly, pistol ammo only, but if you've got a rifle that shoots 38 Special, 357 Magnum, or 44 Magnum, you can fire any pistol cartridge on the range.
Well, that's good to know. Now, Steve, you know, it's a family event, outdoors, being outdoors, sharing. It's hunting season. Let's share one of your favorite hunting stories with your family, or if we could be your granddaughter, or just something growing up with you or your kids or anything like that. I'm putting him on the spot.
Well, I'll have to think about it. But my granddaughter just turned 8 in October. Mm-hmm. So we went on the juvenile hunt this year. The week before the hunt, we practiced 3 or 4 times a week. And we get a doe out in front of us, and she's going to shoot it. And she's doing this all by herself. I'm not helping at all other than just standing there. And when she shot, the expression on her face and her eyes was, you know, looked like saucer. She was so excited. And the first thing out of her mouth is, "I got it." It's like she questioned that she's going to be able to hit it.
Right.
But then when it fell, she was screaming and ran all the way to the deer.
And that's what it's about.
That's what it's about.
That is what it's about. You know, people sharing experiences outdoors with folks that you love and or you want to be around. You know, time is valuable, and when you're spending it with people you love, I mean, there's nothing better, especially being in the outdoors.
Oh, I agree. It's the kind of time that you can actually relax and talk and enjoy yourself, and you know, the rest of the time it seems like everything's hustle bustle, and yeah, you may be with them, but you don't get to spend that quality time.
Right. You know, we have a safety zone hunt in the park, and we were, me and some of the game wardens just talking, and I said there's nothing louder when you're deer hunting in the woods and a squirrel or a Little Debbie wrapper. I can remember my granny used to give me a Little Debbie's to go when we'd go hunting. And I remember sitting there and opening it up, my dad looking at me, you know, and it sounded like it was just, I mean, to me, right when I pulled it out of my pocket, it was just the loudest thing that you would hear, you know. And then, you know, he's looking at me, you know, be quiet, you know, got to be quiet, got to sit there and everything. And it, I had them guys laughing about that. Or you hear, you think, oh man, this granddaddy buck's coming. And you look, and it's a little chipmunk, you know, making all this racket. You sound like it weighs 500 pounds, and it's just, and this is this, the your heart rates get
kind
up.
Kind of hopping. They do sound like a deer walking.
Yeah, yeah, and your heart rate gets up, and you're like, oh, and then it's just that stupid chipmunk, you know, you're like, oh. But just having those experiences together outdoors. Well, Steve, thanks so much for coming on again.
Well, and thanks for having me.
And sharing the everything Outdoor Junction. And be sure to go check them out. And, you know, like I said, Savage is going to be out there Black Friday, and got a lot, the indoor range and the carry class. That's a great, all that great information. Well, this has been another great episode of Upper Cumberland Outdoors. Let's get outdoors.